Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the phone line, and we are joined by Connor Tien. He won a championship back in 2008 with Kansas, also went to another Final Four. Connor, really appreciate you coming on today. Was it a surprise to you, the news that the border war has been renewed?
Yes, it was. In fact, I think I found out maybe like an hour before I got a message from Sean. I'd gotten texted from somebody else, and obviously really excited to hear about that. Was glad to hear it's actually a regular season game instead of the charity game that was played, a couple of years back. But I'm sure fans are excited and wish it were happening this year instead of 2020.
Connor, you grew up in Kansas City. You obviously played at Kansas. What does a rivalry mean to you?
I mean, I think it's the best rivalry in sports, obviously. I mean, pretty biased there, but it's always great to see Kansas and the MU go at it, regardless of what the sport is. But I think it means a lot to me as a Kansas fan and to this community.
As a kid that grew up in Kansas but played high school basketball at Rock in the state of Missouri, did you ever, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway, did you ever consider going to MU?
You know what? I actually considered possibly going for football, never for basketball. So I definitely did not really have much conversation on the basketball front, a little bit on football just because I was kind of seeing what my opportunities were. But Kansas was always where the heart was.
I always say that last KU-MU game, Connor, at Allen Fieldhouse, was, for me, a top three I was there sports fan moment. What was it like to actually play in that game?
Yeah, I mean, both those games that year were a great experience. It was obviously nice to end on a high note with a win in Allen Fieldhouse. But, I mean, that was a game that was great on so many fronts, coming from behind, but also having lost the prior game, Big 12 title implications. So it was pretty surreal and still is looking back on it.
So you're on the court. They're down 19. You could feel the energy in the building. What is it like at the very beginning of the comeback?
You know, you're still focused. Obviously, that's a huge lead to overcome, especially just in one half of basketball. But I know we were just focused on chipping away one possession at a time and focusing on what we needed to get done. And then as we got closer and closer to kind of bridging that gap, that's when you could really feel that energy build up and knew that there was a pretty good chance of us pulling it off, and the crowd was definitely a part of that.
Was there that pivotal moment where you looked at the rest of the team and you thought, all right, you know, we can win this thing?
You know, I don't think we ever really lost confidence, and I know you could say that's easy to say now once you know the outcome, but when you play at Kansas, and more specifically when you're playing at Allen Fieldhouse, you always have a pretty high confidence that anything can happen. And so we really had not been broken at any point during that game. It was obviously devastating to be down that much, and we thought we were going to put together a much better effort than we had. But I think we were pretty confident throughout the entire time. And I don't know if there was any point. I mean, we had a lot of confidence in getting the job done, but it was still so much uncertainty to the last second.
Connor, you were around Coach Self for a long time. After that game is as fired up as I have ever seen him. When you think of Self, can you think of a moment that you saw him more jacked after a win?
You know, I can. I mean, national championship, and with the Chalmers hitting the shot, he was obviously very excited about that. I mean, huge milestone. But when you think about a regular season game, no.
What did Bill Self used to say back in the day specifically about the KU-MU rivalry? How big of a deal was that to Coach?
It was a huge deal to him, and he always tried to drive home the point because obviously a lot of our players are not from the area. Kind of given the history behind the animosity with Kansas and Missouri. So he knew how special that rivalry was and always made it a point to define that prior to any matchup.
Talking with Connor Tien. Connor, are you surprised that it took so long for these teams to get back together and play again on the court?
Not really. You know, there was some bad blood on the split. Maybe could have been a couple of years earlier, like 16, 17, but I know for a period of time, Coach Self was not backing down about never playing, so it's just good to see that they finally came to a compromise.
Connor, before you get out of here, so it's going to be six games versus the KU and MU. Obviously, a couple of games down Fieldhouse, a couple of games in MU, and then the two games inside of Sprint Center. How many games did the Jayhawks win out of the six?
You know what? I would guess, I'll say five out of six. I would think that Missouri would be able to pull off one, maybe two of those, but I mean, I don't want to give them too much credit. However, anything can happen in a rivalry game.
That's awful kind of you to give them that one, because I'm thinking 6-0, but, you know.
I should have gone 6-6, but I think realistically there's probably one that.
Yeah, they'll probably figure it out once. Connor Tehan, former Kansas Jayhawk, on the day after KU and MU rivalry back on the court is confirmed. Thanks so much, Connor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate having Connor Tehan on the show. I was at Game 7 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the wild card game.
Yeah.
The most nervous I have ever seen a fan base was the final Missouri game playing Kansas at Mizzou Arena. I think it was I can't believe we lost the last game at Hearn Center. We could potentially lose the last time that Kansas ever plays at Mizzou Arena. I never thought they were going to agree to a home and home. I thought if they ever agreed to do this again, I thought it would solely just live in Sprint Center the same way that Missouri only plays Illinois at a neutral site. The biggest surprise to me is that they agreed to go home and home. I can't believe that was part of the agreement.
I think that was part of the genius. Like, if you just would have played one game at Sprint Center next year and said, we'll see how it goes and then continue it going forward, then maybe it never would have happened. I think 6 years, you commit to it in Kansas City so the people that are in the metro area can go see the game. If you're in Columbia, you can check it out. If you're at Allen Fieldhouse, I mean, let's face it, no matter where you go see this game, it's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.